This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome into hour number two of Diehards. Thank you so much, Diehard Nation, for tuning in. We really, really appreciate it. Also want to tell you about our friends at BUSR.com/the Diehards. It's an award-winning, fully licensed international gaming company that provides non-paramutual wagering on horse racing for over 300 thoroughbred and horse racing tracks around the world, including Hong Kong, Japan, Australia, and the United Kingdom. In addition to horse racing, members of BUSR.com/the Diehards can place wagers on international sporting events like the Masters, Wimbledon, soccer, and many other events, including entertainment and politics. BUSR.com/the Diehards, best in class when it comes to customer service. Follow them today on Twitter at PlayBUSR. That's at PlayBUSR. Sign up for a great bonus play and more. BUSR.com/the Diehards. Tell them the Diehards, of course, sent you. We'll talk to our pal James Ross coming up here in hour number two in about 15 minutes from now. AC running rock and roll control in Houston. Are you rooting for James Harden for the Nets, or is he dead to you?
100% I'm rooting for him. I want to see him do well. I'm not worried about the Nets draft picks for another three or four seasons. So if James Harden can find success and then leave to greener pastures after Brooklyn and leave them desolate in three or four years, all the better.
I'm just curious, again, as a diehard Houston fan, and you bleed Houston sports, you love the Houston sports scene, obviously, you know, living there and being part of the scene and working there. I'm curious, he leaves the way he left. You still root for him, though. That surprised me a little bit, dude.
Why? I mean, he gave everything he did to the city for 8 years. You know, it's not like he left us empty-handed. We got a treasure trove of draft picks, and obviously things were set on the way out. But, you know, marriages go sour sometimes. It's better that they end than just dragging them out in perpetuity.
All right, man. Good stuff. Hey, man, we'll take another time out here. When we return, we're going to talk sports business. The sports business guru, consultant, the sports business professor, Mr. Rick Horro, is on the Progressive Guest Line next. You keep it right here. My name is Anthony Pepe, the original diehard flying solo tonight here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're back with the Diehards.
The Diehards.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Time now to go to the phones to visit with the sports professor himself, Rick Horro.
He sounds like a smart man.
He is a smart man. Before we get to the Progressive Guest Line, I want to tell you about another smart man. He's the world-famous sausage guy at Fenway Park. I've known David Littlefield since 1990. We were college football teammates at Curry College in Milton, Massachusetts. Let me just go off script. So I was a freshman. He was a senior. He was really big. I was really small. I was starting at cornerback. He was a linebacker, like very intimidating. And he turned to me and said, "Don't get bleeping burnt deep." In my first huddle, starting at Division III football. I know Division III, but I was a little nervous, a little fired up. And that was the first words that the sausage guy, not then, now the world famous sausage guy, said to me, "Don't get bleeping burnt deep." And now the rest is history. But anyway, sausage guy is a stable at Fenway Park and Lansdowne Street behind the Green Monster. Pick up your sausage guy products that now include sausages. They're sweet, hot, and pork, and hot dogs and even burgers. Yeah, he does it all. They're available in New England at most supermarket chains, including Stop and Shop, Hannaford's, Big Y, and many more. Plus, order sausage guy products on QVC that include steak, chicken, and pork tips. They are off the charts, out of this world, on QVC.com. Order up the Sausage Guy products, QVC.com. Let's go to Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. He's a dear friend of the show that I blew off last night. Well, I wasn't on last night. I forgot to tell the guys to call him. Mr. Rick Horro, I apologize.
That's all right. Apology accepted. By the way, did you get beat deep in that game?
I did not get beat deep. I was a stud, by the way.
Well, look, you know, too much information and too much incorrect information. So I just ask you a question that give you the ability. So
Fair
you
enough.
Play deep safety, right? So, you know, you're not going to get beat deep if you're deep safety. Where were you, back by the goalpost?
Yeah, I usually you play 10, 12 yards back. I was playing 15, 17 because I was very slow. Yeah. All right, you call me out. Thank you.
Yeah, and you didn't want to get your guy riled at you.
Correct.
But I got it.
Hey, Rick, speaking of studs, 50-year-old, defied all odds, won the 103rd PGA Championship. Mr. Phil Mickelson, before we get into the marketing part of it and the business part of it, just your overall thoughts. You're a golf guy. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, you know, it really did bring tears to my eyes and a lot of people in similar situations.
Sure.
You know, us old guys who learned to golf from our dads, it would have been amazing if it had been the U.S. Open on Father's Day, which is still a chance. It's home course, you know.
Uh-huh.
So let's not discount that. But to win a major at not a rat trap, but one of the hardest courses in the United States at 51 almost, and had many chances to fail, and he did it mentally, not just physically. And the rumor was he was going to do like Gretzky, which was, you know, go off into the CBS booth immediately after. And that may happen, but it's not going to happen for a while. He's got 5-year exemptions, and I know he will not play if he's not competitive, but boy, is he competitive.
Hey, man, speaking of, does this create any new opportunities for him? We know the marketability of him. We know all the stuff that's going around him. We know he has all the sponsors and the power of his brand. But does this bring any new opportunities?
Well, I think he's a businessman first. He wants to be that. I don't know if it made public. If it didn't, I apologize to the people in the middle of this. But, you know, he tried to buy a piece of the San Diego Padres a couple of years ago. And he's a sportsman. And so I think he can do anything he wants to do. He's also got Workday and KPMG and Rolex and, you know, Heineken, some of the big guys, blue chip companies. And I don't think he's at the endorsement number that Tiger has been. And
No one is.
But I also think, though, that he can do whatever he wants when he wants. And I think it'll be great for him to enjoy his moment in the sun without Tiger around. I will say this. You saw the story yesterday that Tiger, in a tribute to a runner that had a physical incapacity,
he took off
his boot and did a photo op walking around.
So awesome.
Right? Just saying. I mean, it's like, all right, you know, Phil, you win the major. So, you know, here I am. Don't think about comeback yet, but here I am.
Hey, we know Phil's a degenerate gambler, and I say that with all love because so am I. Someone won $300K off DraftKings on betting him as a huge underdog. First of all, can he place wagers? Can golfers place wagers on themselves, or is that not possible with the PGA? Do you know?
Yeah, I think you're not allowed to do it with the PGA directly. I don't know that for a fact because they just published new rules recently, and
I'll admit
I don't know. But
he
could certainly – he could certainly have his people do it for on his behalf if he wanted to. Yeah, but you know, look, if I'm Phil and I know about the casinos, and I'm excited about breaking the banks. I mean, he broke those banks on Sunday,
and we
all know it. You know.
Hey, man, speaking of breaking the bank, last time we talked about how the Cowboys, and again, every year it seems like we talk about the Cowboys being the top franchise in all the NFL. Right now, the most valued franchise in the Premier League, it's who and how much? Because, I mean, there's no surprise with this one, right?
Well, Man U, and it's, you know, the Glazers, the market cap, because it's the public company right now, it's $3.6 billion, $3.4 billion, $3.6 billion, but if you sold it in the open market, it would go for $5 billion. Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City. You know, there are six teams that are in that pantheon, that rarefied air. But yet, the other 14, total value isn't as much as one of those teams. And
it's
so
crazy.
When you talk about haves and have-nots,
because
you continue to get relegated because you don't have the money to invest in it, then you get worse. You know, the NFL has a structure to try to equalize because of the draft, and so does baseball. But the Premier League is unequaled in its lack of parity.
Quote by and save on home insurance, so Progressive's new home quote explorer. only at progressive.com, hanging out with the diehards, Sports Map Radio Network, the sports professor himself, Mr. Rick Horrell, the best in the business. Hey, man, AT&T and Discovery, Inc. are playing nice in the sand. What are the details here?
No, billions. And what they're trying to do is to develop this this huge content monopoly where they, like
content
NBC
is king.
And Peacock, content is king.
Nope.
But isn't it ironic that you, in the leather helmet days when you and I were growing up, you had four networks, basically, and yep. you know ESPN, and then you have 500 channels in the last 30 years. Now you're getting back into a huge consolidation.
It's crazy.
We see MGM Studios just bought by Amazon. You have Universal, Paramount and CBS, Peacock and NBC, ESPN and Disney, and everybody's streaming. And everybody has these huge mega services. This is just another example.
Hey, man, there's another network, Telemundo Deportes. And you know what? They're not messing around because they have some sick news going on. What's happening?
Yeah, the sick news is that they buy the Super Bowl rights. It's just another example
awesome.
Of the NFL tailoring a deal. Then they're having the Premier League and the World Cup in Qatar next fall. So they're trying to take off and beat Univision, and it's healthy competition on the Spanish language side, and it's good for everybody because the rights fees go up.
Hey, man, fans are excited about gambling. We talked about this on the program for weeks and weeks. Obviously, more gambling legalized throughout the country, and more states are picking it up. We hope Massachusetts someday soon. We're hearing by the fall for football season that gambling will be legalized. Again, more and more states, but the bigger excitement level is with these states getting all the taxes. How much money are these states getting? And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, like Pennsylvania has a 36% revenue share, so it's $150 billion for their general fund. Many of the states are at 8 or 9%, so they're at $15 million. Colorado's money goes to water conservation. Some of the other states' monies go to education. Listen, I grew up in Florida, and I was there when Ponce de Leon discovered our state. And, you know, when you think about it, the deal has been we try to get gambling since I was a toddler.
Yep.
And no. Guess what? It passed this last week. And so Florida is on the list of states that are going to use the money for infrastructure. All of those moral arguments about how gambling is bad, out the window. The
so
Benjamin's rule.
When they tried to get gambling and you were a toddler, what was it like when they invented the wheel?
Well, no, even before the wheel, they hadn't invented trees yet. We were, you know, the trees were like little saplings. The dinosaurs ran the earth. And, you know, you have some nerve to talk. I'm going to find those pictures of that D3 guy, the hot dog guy by Fenway, and I'm going to see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Personally pay for the cage match. That'd be fun.
Hey, man, talk about the Tokyo Games. Are they going to be a flop? I mean, not enough fans really care about this. Is there enough interest in these games? Because to me, I couldn't care less, but I'm curious. Are these going to be a flop? Are they going to lose revenue? Are the ratings going to plummet?
Well, ironically, if they can actually happen, there are about 500,000 signatures now in a petition because they think it's going to be a super-spreading event, and Japan is not controlling their coronavirus as well as we are. And
yep.
so there is a big discussion about whether they're even going to be held. Of course, NBC wants them held. And you can't postpone them another year because then you get up against the Winter Olympics and the World
sure.
Cup for soccer, et cetera. And so, yeah, you know, good point. If you don't have the Olympics, you lose all that TV money. Japan loses its tourist money, even though it's going to be less because you're not going to have international travelers. And maybe most important is all of these world athletes who are the best in their business will not have had an Olympic Games between 2016 and 2024. And that's just bad for the sport. So they're going to try as hard as they can to play.
Hey, Rick, wrapping things up, NBA bet content. What's the 411 here?
Yeah, they're put a deal together where there is a special advertising, special programming, special content geared to the better,
yep.
only geared to the better, kind of mainstream sports, but with a betting angle on it. Everybody is doing that. This is NBA-sponsored stuff.
Sure.
You know, 6-7 years ago, when people were talking about gambling in the first place, the leagues wouldn't allow the talent to mention the word gaming or gambling. Now, there are whole shows devoted to it, and if you don't mention it, you're out of the time. So we've come a long way.
Hey, Rick, as the owner of HorosSports.com, what do you got coming up? Where are you going next? I mean, you're like the man of the people.
Yeah, well, all right. So the first thing, I'm going down to the Keys to do a little little stadium excursion for the IRS. Don't tell them what I'm really doing.
Okay.
And
all
then,
right.
Then in a couple of weeks, we're going to do a kind of a cool trip. I'm going to do some courses in northern Michigan. I'm going to do Whistling Straits before the Ryder Cup. And I'm going to head over to Omaha. I've never done the College World Series on my bucket list, so I'm going to spend 2 days doing that. That'll be fun.
Hey, yeah. Man, appreciate it as always.
By the way, this is really important. When you have a map that is of certain size, the distance between Omaha, Chicago, and Michigan is only like half an inch. So, it's, it's not that far away.
Right? Thank you for that education lesson. I appreciate that. Hey, Rick Horold, right, good stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
There he is, the best in the business, the sports professor himself, Rick Horo, joining the diehards on the Progressive Guest Line. Quick TO. When we return, we'll go to our pal James Ross from BUSR.com/thediehards. Next, I'm Anthony Pepe, the original diehard. You're locked in to the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Yep, that's me. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Man, it's cooking tonight. Let's get right back to it. It's the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com today. He's a good friend of the show, our pal, our partner from BUSR.com/thediehards, the one and only Mr. James Ross. How are you, buddy? What's happening?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm good. It's we're still a week away from the Belmont Stakes, our third Triple Crown race of the season. Mm-hmm. So everything's kind of gone basketball shaped. It's all NBA playoffs for us this week.
Hey, man, tell us about, let's get right to you really quick before we get into some nitty gritty. Tell us about you and your experience in the gambling industry. How long you've been doing it? Give us a little history on you.
Oh, look, I've done it 20 years, right?
Okay.
When I was at uni, I was 18 years old. I got a job in a little bookies, bookmakers in the UK, and I've literally never left the industry since. I don't think I'm qualified to do anything else. The problem I have, of course, is that being an Englishman and working for a firm which, has so many American customers around the world, I have to cover things like the NBA playoffs. And look, I know it sounds ridiculous, a British guy trying to talk through the odds on American sport, but look, I've been listening to my American colleagues, and we're trying to work out a little bit of a boost, a price boost on the big game tomorrow night, the LA Lakers and Phoenix Suns.
Of course. And again, you saw what the Phoenix Suns did in game number one. You're going, man, they look really good. To me, they were the best team in the West throughout the year. And then Lakers kind of, the seventh seed, they kind of on the back burner, the health issues with LeBron and AD. Then they come out in game number two. It was a little close early, and then the Lakers just took control late in that game. CP3 had the shoulder injury, and the Lakers pulled away. And you're like, man, Lakers look like the team to beat right now, along with Brooklyn in the East. Are you getting a lot of action on the Lakers in Brooklyn?
Like, it's been relentless today on the Lakers because, like, all day I've been trying to create a boost on the Lakers. And every hour I look at the price and it shortens again. I go, oh, okay, I'm going to have to change that boost when I go on air later. But to be honest, this is the way they're looking in the office. And this is what the Americans are telling me. They're saying it really just comes down to the Lakers' defense. We know that, with Davis and with LeBron, they're going to score. It's really just a question of can the defense hold up? Like last night it worked.
They played great. They played great last night. I mean, they're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So last night, what was the line? I think it was about 213 was the line, but actually it was 102 to my 109. So actually, look, it was 211 was the line. The line that we're going for on total points is 210.5, and that's -110 either way. So, look, from what I'm told, the game is going to come down, plain and simple, to how good the LA Lakers defense is, because we know with the big two that they've got, they're going to keep scoring. So anyway, I'm going to try and, I'm just talking the money line very briefly. We've got the LA Lakers at -315. You know, you are betting an arm to win a hand. Or you can play on the money line, Phoenix Suns at 255 +255. So that's what we'll boost for all you, all you diehard fans out there. We'll go, +300 on Phoenix Suns to win on the money line, tomorrow night.
Wow.
Which I hope might just draw a few people in. Well, you tell me, you know, you're the Americans. Would you prefer the boost on Phoenix Suns or on the Lakers?
Again, to me, I like the Phoenix Suns, and someone asked me on this very program, who do I like in the series, and I actually like the Phoenix Suns to win this. I didn't expect CP3, Chris Paul, to get the injury last night and to be hurting, but I thought the Phoenix Suns were the better team all year long, and again, that's no surprise. They were, because the Lakers were banged up. I just thought going into the playoffs, the Phoenix Suns were the play, and everyone loved the Lakers, and yeah, I get it. LeBron, AD, they're unstoppable, but to me, the Phoenix Suns were the better team overall. Watching the game last night, Lakers dominated that team at the end of the game. I still like Phoenix in the series. If CP3 can play and can do his what he needs to do and is a little bit healthy, I still like Phoenix in the series. So you know what? If I were a play, to put a play on BUSR.com/thediehards, I would take the Phoenix Suns. So how much you giving me, man? Because I might lay the lumber on it.
Well, you might want to take the point spread. Is that 7 line that we've got at the moment a little bit generous? So we're, we're +7 Phoenix Suns at -110. Is that actually where the value is here?
All right. Okay, that works. That works. Hey, man, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about Phil Mickelson in the winning his, the 103rd PGA, winning the tournament. A lot of books lost some money because they he was a huge underdog. Did you guys lose any money with that?
Absolutely, yeah, he was a 200-to-1 shot, as you'd expect of a man of kind of his age. And to be honest, you know, I didn't think he actually, you know, when the golfers get to a certain point in their career, and they're really just going because they like traveling around, they go to some nice restaurants, they see their old mates. I thought he was at that point of his career. So no, we were kind of 200-to-1 for Mickelson.
Okay.
Needless to say, you know, Americans around the world, they love to back him. And yeah, we got seriously beaten up on it. It was a terrible result for us.
Ouch.
But it's one of those that we're happy to take on the chin now and then. We do need popular winners to win. You know, if it was always the odds on favour that won, you know, we wouldn't have the customers we've got. So well done, Phil. But yeah, it was quite a good.
Hey, James Ross, talk about BUSR.com/thediehards. Talk about the website. Why should Diehard Nation sign up? What's it all about? What do you offer? What's different from you guys? Come on, give the pitch. Go.
We have got betting on absolutely everything in the world. We are an international company. If you're looking for a bet, we've got odds on it. In fact, only yesterday, I was pricing up odds on the next celebrity divorce. We've just had Bill Gates.
All right.
So who's next? So we've got odds on absolutely everything, every sport, every race, every bit of novelty fun you can imagine. So just go to BUSR.com/thediehards. And if you join up there, we'll know that you're a diehard fan, and that's why you'll get this special price that I've mentioned already. That instead of being +255 on the money line for Phoenix Suns, we'll give you +300. Unique to
awesome.
You guys. So when you're on the site, just to make it really clear, we're not going to change the price for everyone. Why would other customers deserve to get this price? You take the price that's on there right now of +255, and we will credit it the following day to make sure you've got the extra winnings that you deserve as a fan of the diehards. And we'd love to welcome you to our site.
And what are you giving me? How much are you giving me?
Right, okay. Can we talk off air?
I'm kidding. Hey, man, did you get, by the quick, final 30 seconds, do you gamble yourself?
I do, yeah. Like, to be honest, I went really, really big on the election, and I was on the wrong side. I was looking really good at about 2 in the morning. I thought I got some over the line. That soon turned the other way.
Hey, James Ross, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. See you soon.
All right. BUSR.com/thediehards is the website. Sign up right now. Take another timeout when we return. Ken Thompson in Las Vegas is on the Diehards next.
You're listening to The Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Hanging out with my pal, live studio audience, B-Money, Brian Weber, hanging out at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East in Canton, Massachusetts, 20 minutes south of Boston. Andrew Carlson running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Also, my friends, you know them. They're called Willie's Super Brew. Willie's Super Brew. It's a hard seltzer blended with real fruit. It's gluten-free, low in carbs and calories. It's brewed with thousands of pounds of real fruits and spices, meaning B-Money. It's bursting with real flavor. It's about drinking real. A drink made from real ingredients by real people with real impact. It was all started by a goat farmer named Willie. Yep, that's right. A goat farmer named Willie and a surfer named Nico on a Cape Cod beach, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and the rest is history. Check them out at superbrew.com. That's superbrew.com or at Drink Super Brew. Final time going to the Progressive Guest Line, which is on fire, kid, tonight. Fire, I said. Progressive Guest Line, Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's a dear friend of the show, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip, Sports X Radio's own, Mr. Ken Thompson. How are you, Ken? What's going on, buddy?
Anthony, Pappy, Brian, great to be with you guys, and just sweating out my Knicks, and of course, Golden Knights waiting for that first goal. I just walked out of the at the establishment that I'm at, and it's of course the Golden Knights watch party here at Steiner's Pub here in Vegas, 1-3 in the Vegas Valley. You guys get there when you get out here.
Steiner's Pub, is that what you said?
Yeah, Steiner's Pub, man. They're awesome. There's one on Las Vegas Boulevard, and then there's two out on the west side. Great setup. I mean, awesome setup for all the games, but they do Vegas Golden Knight watch parties big time.
What's your go-to meal there at Steiner's Pub?
You know, I always start with the lamb chops. They have the best lamb chops in town, and you can get them regular. You can get them Chipotle style, which is with a little kick to it, man. I'm telling you, it is awesome, man. So you start out there, but they have so many great things. Tonight I'm going to have the salmon, and
all
I'm
right.
just kind of staying. Yeah, because it's not bar food, and it's a 24-hour kitchen. So when you guys
Love
get
it.
Here, and all of a sudden there's no place, and you're like going, God, where are we going to eat? Where can we get a steak dinner or the best burger or whatever or salmon at 3 in the morning? Steiner's Pub right there, Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. You guys check it out. But they have a great chicken piccata on an angel hair pasta that's outstanding. I mean, the burgers are tremendous. They also have a Santa Fe Chicken Club, which is ridiculous as well if you like a little bit of kick there. And always good stuff. The onion rings, fries, all that great stuff comes with it. Great desserts. But they got great gaming. And, of course, what they don't have on tap, they got in the bottle, probably like most of those places in Beantown.
Hey, Ken, I love it. And, again, the Diehards proud partner of FoodTruckFestivalsOfAmerica.com. I am known as the Food Truck King, hashtag Food Truck King. It's an event marketing company. I'm trying to get a food truck festival out there, so we'll talk offline. By the way,
sure.
you mentioned beverages. What's your beverage of choice at Steiner's Pub? Do you have one?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, if I'm going to do beer, I'll do the Stella Artois on
Okay.
I love it. I mean, it's a, you know, hard to find. But, I'm all about Sierra Nevada. I like the Pale Ale
love
as well.
It.
So, you know, and then Bass Ale. Oh, I like the Bass, too. Not too. Occasional Black and Tan. I'm not a Guinness guy. I can be if I'm watching, you know, World Cup live or something and Ireland's involved. You know, maybe I'll down a Guinness, but usually I'll do the Black and Tan. But, you know, I like the beers and. You know, if the wife's around, maybe just go a little bit lighter on the wine. Cocktails, I'll always do the Cape Cod or the, you know, one of those things with Tito's. I like Tito's. It's my vodka, you know.
All right, man. Hey, man, sources say Trump dropped a ton of money to Congress to drop the Spygate probe. This is a little crazy, no?
Yeah, you know what? I just give up on politics and sports. I'm done with it. I'm just like, you know what? I have no words for it. It's like something always coming out. Something, you know what? I'll just say this, man. They're going to do whatever they can to find some way to make sure Trump's not running in 2024. That's all I'll tell you.
But do you think Trump was mad when Brady didn't back him? Because, again, apparently he dropped all this money to Congress to drop the Spygate campaign that all this was going to happen. And then Tom Brady comes out and again, just really didn't back him. And it was kind of an embarrassment. Do you think he was pissed off?
I don't know. You know, I mean, and that's the thing with, like, Brady and Trump supposedly were somewhat close. I mean,
exactly.
You know, here's the only thing that I said on Spygate, you know, as far as, they're not docking you a number one pick unless they have something on you. End
agree. Agree. Couldn't agree with you more. And again, there was something there, but again, I guess we're going to move on. Hey, in staying in the NFL, dude, Trevor Lawrence says no one will work harder than Tim Tebow. I don't understand why this is actually a story. I don't understand why people are complaining about this. I should rephrase that, because it should be a story. To me, it's a good story. The guy is a breath of fresh air. The guy does nothing wrong. Like him or don't like him, you can't hate this guy. You can't hate on him. You can't hate him getting a chance in the NFL. The guy is a great story. Why are people hating on it?
I don't know, but I'd like those people, whoever they are, just go to one practice, line up opposite Tim Tebow.
He'll crush you.
That guy's not going to put you on your
exactly.
Poster.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. You know, the guy's putting 110% into whatever he does, and that is life in general. I mean, for this guy to walk the walk that he walks, I mean, people are waiting for him to fall off the pedestal. He has not done it. He seems like a really good guy. He's not
sure.
A stick in the mud. His
yep.
faith is first and foremost, but at the end of the day, he seems like a cool guy to hang out with.
You know, it's funny because everyone, you know, you talk about his faith, and everyone's like, you know, some people are turned off by that. Well, I'm not going to get into that. You know, that's whatever people feel about that. But the reality is that the guy's an athlete. The guy's likable. The guy, how do you not like Tim Tebow? Again, he's not a jerk. He's never done anything wrong. He was unbelievable at Florida as a quarterback. I mean, set records, was pure entertainment to watch as a sports fan. The guy played baseball for how many years, tried to make it work, got to AAA, did all these things. He's a broadcaster. He's like, I mean, his opinions are good. He's never said anything wrong. Why do people hate on, it just baffles my mind why people are hating on this dude.
Blows my mind too. But here's the thing. I'm not shy about my faith. I mean, this country was founded on Christianity at the end
sure.
of the day, and I've got my four F's: faith, family, friends, football, in that order. That's the end of story. You can like it. You can. If you don't like it, you know what? I feel sorry for you. You know what? If you're Arian Foster, remember Arian Foster? What a great running back, right? What a great career he was having. Comes out with all this atheist BS, right? What happens to him? I think he played one more game.
Did he play for Houston or Tennessee?
Houston. And
Houston,
careful,
yeah, yeah,
if you blaspheme the man upstairs, good luck. I don't want to be the guy standing behind you on Judgment Day.
Ken, I don't want to get into any of that, because again, I don't do that on the show. I don't get into religious politics. We talk a little bit about it. My simple point is, how do you hate on Tim Tebow? Like, what has he done? How's he not likable?
But that's why people don't like him.
You're right.
Walk the walk.
You're right. And from a sports standpoint, the guy's a freak of nature. The guy's an unbelievable, pure athlete. How do you not respect what he can do on any field or whatever he's playing? The guy would probably be unbelievable at checkers.
No doubt, man. We saw him give it a shot with the Mets. Look, he didn't pan out, but Jordan didn't pan out. Hey, end of the day, I give Jordan credit just for getting, you know, Double-A, Triple-A baseball, whatever. I mean, you got to be that talented. You ever go into a batting cage and try and hit those guys?
Hey, man, staying in football, any update on your Raiders there in Las Vegas? What's going on?
You know, I'll tell you what. I think the defense, I really feel good with Gus Bradley working it. Look, people are looking at it and saying there's a lot of young guys. We don't think that this team's going to be able to pan out. I happen to think, I know I'm a glass half full guy, as a lot of us are when we're back in our teams, but I think there's enough there for Bradley to go through. Yeah, it's going to take a little time to get some of this chemistry. You didn't get it during COVID time. You didn't have that full training camp. I think there's enough there. And I think offensively, regardless if they ever got Rodgers or not, I think that the Raiders are in good shape. Why? Because a 17-game season, you better have a good backup. We got Mariota with Carr. I think
next to
Josh Allen and Trubisky, probably the best 1-2 combo.
Quote Buy and Save on Home Insurance on Progressive's new home, quote, Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Hanging out on the Progressive Guest Line with the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network from Sports X Radio in Las Vegas. Friend of the show, Mr. Ken Thompson. Hey, man, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Stephen A. Smith hopes Aaron Rodgers sits out for the season. I don't know if that's a good thing. Let me rephrase that. It's not a good thing for the NFL. Why would he want that? That's a stupid statement, no?
I agree. I mean, one way or the other, Packers are either going to have to deal him, because you can't say, hey, we're not dealing him. We're not, you know, if he doesn't want to come back there and doesn't want to play. And I think he's kind of easing into it a little bit. But you know what? Wouldn't shock me if the Packers go out and prove to him, hey, you know what? We're going to get you Julio Jones. Put him across from Devontae Adams. Then let's see Aaron Rodgers excel with that Packer team. And you can still get them, you know, decent odds right now on Julio Jones. I think about 14-1 to go to Green Bay.
I saw you tweet that out, and I was kind of looking at stories. I saw that earlier, and I'm like, I don't really see much about that. I don't see any stories about Julio Jones going for Jordan Love. Green Bay would never do that, dude. Do you really believe that?
Why wouldn't they? Why? In other words, if he's going to sit behind Rodgers for another 3 years, what do you need him for? What are you going to pay him?
But why did you draft? Why did they draft him that high, Ken? And all of a sudden, that would be more egg in the face if they trade him away for Julio Jones. I think that would be just a bigger distraction. No.
Okay. No. Yeah. But if you're not if you don't need it, and you're proving now, management's proving. Look. Okay. Jordan Love. Yeah. We screwed up. We traded up to grab
okay.
him. We thought
okay.
the kid had the potential. But now Atlanta, who passed on a quarterback at number 4 to grab the great tight end out of Pitts. Out of Florida,
yep.
then all of a sudden now they have their backup, their heir apparent to Matt Ryan. So it makes a lot of sense.
Interesting stuff. Hey, man, staying in the NFL, going back to your Raiders. Week 1, Monday Night Football. They host the Ravens at Allegiant Stadium. How much are those tickets going to go for? Are you going to be there?
Right, yeah, of course. I mean, we have 4 season tickets, and those are going right now on average in the lower bowl where our tickets are, average of $2,200 a piece.
Wow.
Yep.
So you're going to be – so you have tickets – I mean, what's that atmosphere going to be like? Obviously, last year the stadium opened disappointing with COVID and everything that went along with the year and the crazy year that was. Raiders, Raider Nation, Raider fans going to be fired up. What are those tickets? What is that game going to be like? It's going to be off the charts, no?
Yeah, not only the stadium, but the city itself.
Yep.
On that Monday night, the opening Monday night, there are going to be a ton of watch parties. There are going to be celebrities everywhere. It is going to be the place to be, and that's why those tickets are out of this world. And, in fact, 3 of the top 5 highest-priced games for this year right now are in Las Vegas.
Do you think the line is going to change or fluctuate, be different because it's the Raiders' home opener in that stadium? Do you think the line will be moved just for that simple fact that it's the Raiders' new stadium home opener? Do you think you maybe have some value on Baltimore?
Yeah, it already dropped. I mean, it opened 5.5, dropped quickly down to 4. So people are looking at that,
okay.
You know, that mystique here in Vegas. But now I think, yeah, you're going to see some sharp people that are going to look at Baltimore because they know it's a veteran squad. They know Lamar Jackson's legit, at least in the regular season. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But I think the Raiders are live, and I think it's going to be Monday night game. I look at the Raiders and over, man.
Hey, Ken, before we let you go, final minute here. The Golden Knights looking to close out the Minnesota Wilds. Surprised they're in a dogfight with this team?
What's that? I'm sorry?
You surprised they're in a dogfight? You surprised this is a series?
No, because Minnesota took 5 out of 8 during the regular season, played Vegas very tough. Vegas won the first 2. Minnesota took 5 straight, and then Vegas got the last one. You know, even the game Vegas won 4-0, they were outshot in the game, almost 2-1. So it's kind of a weird series. Look, Fleury's been solid. I'm surprised they didn't go to Leonard tonight because I thought it was, you know, that game where you can get Leonard in there. If they lose, you go back with Fleury in game 7 saying, all right, at least we got Leonard involved. Now, if they end up losing the series somehow 4-3, you never gave Leonard, who was a big part of the season, never gave him a crack in the 7 games.
Hey, Ken, before I let you go, so when I come to Vegas next, I'm going to Steiner's Pub and I'm ordering what?
You're right. Well, you can order the salmon's outstanding, but I mean, you're ordering the Chipotle lamb chops to start. That's
all right.
You're going to start with that. The Chipotle lamb chops. And then, you know, then just pick and choose. I mean, you got a bunch of great things. The chicken piccata is out of this world. There's a lot of great things. And again, 24-hour kitchen. Don't forget that when you make it. And it's right there, Las Vegas Boulevard, in between Mandalay Bay and South Point.
So when I go there, can I drop your name? Do I get a discount or do they charge me more?
When you come out here, I will give you a $100 gift card and you go eat till your heart's desire.
Hey, Ken, keep up the good work at SportsX Radio. You're the best in the business, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You guys are awesome, man. And like I said, great to have you not only on one, but two stations out here in Las Vegas.
That's how we roll, man, with that large.
There you go. You guys are huge. God bless.
There he is. Ken Thompson, SportsX Radio, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip. We'll take our final timeout of the show. We'll come back, tell you about our dear friends from Rocket Mortgage, and wrap it up. You're locked into the Diehards. I'm Anthony Pepe, Mike D. No, not from the Beastie Boys. He just showed up in the live studio audience. B-Money is here. AC, Andrew Carlson running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. I'm Anthony Pepe, the original Diehards. We are the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Tonight's show presented by Rocket Mortgage, home loan options for your family. Rocket can, the best in the business that I've ever had. AC running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Great job, as always. Happy birthday to the great Brent Musburger, 82 years old today. And by the way, speaking of today, 1987, Larry Bird stole the ball from Detroit's Isaiah Thomas. Cut to Dennis Johnson, the late, great Dennis Johnson, and the rest is history. I can't believe that was 1987. B-Money, Mike Mateo, Mike Dean, all from the Beastie Boys. This is going to be a fun night. You guys have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to the Diehards. Thank you so much. Sports Map Radio Network.